This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you win. Order now on the McDonald's app. And you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
You are watching and listening to Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube
and your favourite podcasts.
England!
Your first choice for everything Leicester City.
Tune in and join in now.
And now, here's your host.
Right, Chris.
All right there. How the devil are we? I don't quite know what's going on. I haven't planned to start like this, but something has gone extremely wrong. But anyway, it's working. Welcome along. Thanks for joining us. Do you like the new theme music? It's obviously England-based. I was told that there was a really good song that we could use for the international introductions, and I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called "Don't Come Home Too Soon" by Delamitri. It's supposed to be a really good World Cup song.
Broadcasting live worldwide.
Watch us on YouTube.
Listen on your favourite podcast platform.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Leicester Till I Die.
Right, Chris.
You told me to watch Delamitri Don't Come Home Too Soon, which was, of course, the Scottish World Cup song from, was it 1840 or something when you were last there?
1998.
At least Ali's Army had a bit of a tune to it. That Delamitri,
yeah.
Don't come home too soon, or don't get catch the plane, or something. It's like,
yeah, it's absolutely awful, Chris. And quite frankly, I'm glad I actually put you to actually watch that, because it's awful, absolutely awful. I don't know what they were thinking in 1998.
I mean, I'm not going to be honest with you. We've had some, you know, questionable ones over the years, shall we say. You know, I mean, Anton Deck. what was that Anton Deck one called? We're on the ball.
We're on the ball.
We're on the ball. Which the year after
three lines or the next cup game after three lines, it was always going to struggle. But I still think you've got to go a long way to beat a bit of Vindaloo.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Although Southgate, you're the one, might be a little bit.
I wasn't going to mention that. That is now going to be stuck in my brain.
Good old Atomic Kitten getting back. Good old Atomic Kitten.
Don't you have a go at Atomic Kitten, mate. There's nothing wrong with a bit of Atomic Kitten.
No. Funnily enough, I've actually met one of the Atomic Kitten.
Right.
I can't remember. Natasha Hamilton. I met Natasha Hamilton.
Yes.
Funny wee story, actually. Obviously, before we start this, I actually went down to Liverpool to actually watch Liverpool-Wigan. Right. And we arrived so early that we actually got tickets for the Peter Pan theatre show at the Liverpool Echo Arena. And I was just standing with my dad. I'm just waiting at the stage door. Out comes Natasha Hamilton, Henry Winkler, and Les Dennis.
No, not Henry Winkler. Yeah.
Henry Winkler, yeah.
Oh, hey. Oh, I used to love Happy Days as well. Now, you actually leads me very nicely on to introducing a new show that we've got coming up, which is called the Chat Shit Get Banged Show. Basically, it'll be following on at this time on the Monday when we finish doing the World Cup groups. And it's going to be just like that, just general chat, no agenda. You can come on as long as it's not sexist, racist, or like to get me sued. We can talk about whatever we want. But, Southgate, you're the one. You see, it's going. It's your fault. This is All Our Yesterdays on Less Than Delight Night TV. Welcome along. If you're not or you haven't yet already on YouTube, please give us a subscribe. And if you are listening to us on your favourite podcast platform, thank you very much. This gentleman here is obviously, you know him, it's Doug. Description or details are in the description below. Where can people find you, Doug?
Yeah, you can find me on YouTube at the Dugout Football Channel. Instagram is Douglas.Horn. Twitter is Ernord_1982. And I'm also on Facebook at Douglas James Horn.
There we go. Rene, good evening, sir. I am very well. If Southgate going to get sacked for England, we are aiming to get Potter. I'm torn with this one, Doug. And I know you're neutral here, but Southgate has been one of our best managers as England manager. Apart from Alf Ramsey, who obviously won it for us, and Sam Allardyce, who's got a 100% record because he only played one, and Kane got the goal in the 94th minute or whatever. Southgate is our most successful manager. He got us to fourth in the Nations League. He got us to fourth in the World Cup, third in the Nations League, and second in the Euros. And people still want him gone. I don't get it. If you win the World Cup 1-0, we're still going to have fans that say, oh, but we could have won it 3 or 4-0 because of Southgate. But it doesn't matter, I don't think. I mean, I wouldn't get rid of it. And I must admit, the last few games that we've watched, let's be honest with you, the Hungary, the Germany and the Italian game, none of them were particularly brilliant. But I don't see the argument in getting rid of him.
No, I mean, you've obviously gone down like the foreign route before with obviously, you know, Fabio Capello, Sven, Göran Eriksson as well. And yeah, they've not really particularly worked as well. And then obviously you went down Roy Hodgson and then, you know, it was Gareth Southgate. So, yeah, and obviously the Wally with the Brawley, Steve McLaren.
Oh, God. Yes.
Always remember that one. But I must say, I think it would be a little bit too soon to get rid of Southgate. I would just wait until see how this World Cup campaign goes and then make a decision.
Too soon, don't they play in Italy?
Too soon.
Too Oh, that's Sassoulu or something.
That's Sassoulu.
That's the one. I think it is too early. And I think as a manager of any football club, then you're going to take criticism from your fans. As manager of the England team or any national team, you're going to get criticism from everybody, basically. Because, as Leicester fans, we're going mad because Maddison's not in there. But we've seen it all before when these, flair players don't get, Hoddle's never really got maybe as many games as he should have done. And sometimes managers just don't, bond with a player and it just doesn't fit into them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And just on James Maddison, it's an absolute travesty he's not in the England squad. I know he's obviously had like past things to deal with, but I think he's actually matured as a player, and I think he is a very, very good option to go to the World Cup. And I hopefully when the squad is obviously chosen, which will probably be sort of September or October. Yeah. I hope to see James Maddison's name in there. I think, in my honest opinion, we all know that we had the Maddison versus Grealish argument. For me, Maddison's a better player.
I think Maddison has had more, pitch time. And, it makes me laugh because Southgate quite rightly came out and said, I'm going to pick players that are in form, not for the club mm-hmm. to play or anything like that. And I suddenly thought, well, yeah, he was doing because he was booking Leeds players, calling up Leeds players, West Ham players. And suddenly we're back to, Maguire's playing because he's never let me down. But he's not on form.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. But like I say, if we win the World Cup without James Maddison, I ain't going to be... complaining.
You ain't going to complain, are you?
No. Scott, good evening. How are you?
Scott.
I'm well. And I think Doug is as well. Terry, Terry, 1966 and all that, back home. No, 1970, because that was really the first World Cup. I was born in 61, so 66 was a bit early for me to sort of really know what was going on. 1970, listening to the radio under your covers because it was coming from Brazil. I've just seen that one myself. We're watching Peru
off the post.
Australia in the playoff, and Peru have just hit the bar, and Australia are making a pig's ear of trying to get rid of it. I think this is going to go to penalties, I think. But I think so. 1978, Terry. And Terry, I apologise. I said I was going to get back to you today, didn't I? I do apologise. We'll speak after the show. I'm old. My memory's going. What can I say? But yeah, back home, we'll be thinking. And what this time? This time, more than any other time. Yeah. Delamitri, that's all I'm saying. That's all I am saying. Right. We are looking at the World Cup. And we are going through the groups. Last week we did Group A. Believe it or not, this week we're going to do Group B. And they say this show isn't planned. How dare they? How dare they? But it is Group B, which of course is England's group. And I have been trying to find the artwork that shows that Wales are through, and I can't find it anywhere at all. So we're having to leave it as that. We know it's Wales. There's ourselves, Iran, USA, and Wales. It's not a bad group for England, that, is it? As long as we get through, it's a good group. If we don't get through from that group, I think it's going to be up there with Roy Hodgson in Brazil.
Not to be too... no offence, it sounds like a peace treaty, that group. England, Iran, USA, and Wales. It sounds like a peace treaty. But no, I think it's a very good group. I think it's a very, very good group. And I think it's a group where you would kind of say it's a banana skin a little bit. Because we all know about, obviously, 2010 against USA. You do 1-1 there. Iran, to be honest, I haven't seen much of Iran. I haven't seen much of Iran, but I do know that they are they're a very, very improving country. For sure. Yes, Rennie, I saw that earlier. So poor old Sao Tome and Principe losing 10-0 to Nigeria.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? But there we go.
Yeah. It is.
But yeah, I mean, like I say, I mean, I know America and Iran have met before, and I don't think it was too long after the hostage crisis in Iran. Have you got some boots? Get yourself over to wherever this game is being played and get yourself a game, because these strikers couldn't hit the barn door in the from about a foot. I mean, I've never seen so many chances missed, you know. Well, I say that, and just as I say that, in comes an Arsenal fan who is obviously used to seeing
shots missed. Hello, Anthony.
Anthony, how the devil are you? But yes, I mean, Scott agrees with you there, Doug. It could be a potential banana skin. I mean, we said earlier, like, you know, Costa Rica, who they're playing in a playoff against New Zealand, I think you said, later in the week.
Yeah.
They did for us in that Brazil, didn't they? They held us to a 0-0.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fingers crossed. But anyway, let's have a look. So we've looked at the odds last week. So we're going to be looking now at, as we said, Group A. Let me just get it on my other screen. And this is just a... Oh, hang on. Sorry, let me just go through this. I updated it on one computer and I didn't upgrade it on another. Oh, there. Yeah, Scotland, I'm sorry. You failed to qualify for the World Cup again.
Let's just say Ukraine deserved to beat us. We were very, very poor. And from the weekend's result against the Republic of Ireland, it wasn't a surprise, to be honest with you. But no, fair play to Ukraine. And actually, if we had played Wales, I would probably have expected to be beaten by Wales as well, because their record in Cardiff is superb.
They are on a good run of form. I mean, would you, you know... Is it Craig? No, not Craig. But who's your manager? I keep forgetting at the moment.
Steve Clark.
Steve Clark. Is he going to survive this?
Well, I did say to you on Saturday that there are a few murmurs that he probably will be on his last legs. And it's sad to say that. It is sad to say that as a Scots, because, you know, he's the manager that got us to the Euros, and unfortunately it didn't work out very well for us there.
Yeah.
But it's his tactics. Like, we could either go on a run of winning 4 or 5 games in a row, and then we could potentially go on a run of losing 4 or 5 in a row. It's just, the results have not been there, sadly. And I don't want him sacked. I honestly don't want him sacked, because I think you've got to give him one more campaign. I think you've got to give him the qualifying campaign for the Euros. I think you've got to give him that. So
yeah,
for me, I think it'd be a little bit too hasty, but we all know what the SFA are like. They like sacking managers left, right, and centre. So I hope he doesn't go, but I wouldn't be too surprised if the SFA make a decision.
And can I just say, Daily Telegraph, your website is absolutely shite. I'm trying to get something up on the group predictor on the website, and I'm getting that many adverts and things coming up. Telegraph, sort yourselves out. so that's the group, with Wales there at the bottom. England, I mean, we should get through this, shouldn't we?
You should. Again, I will say again, it is a banana skin kind of a group. But I do think that you should be looking to come top of this group, if I'm being totally honest with you.
Yes, yeah. Well, let's have a look at England. We're obviously in Europe. We qualified on the 15th of November 1st. It's our 16th of 22 appearances in the final. Obviously, we have famously missed a few as well. And, of course, we last won it, as if you don't know, 1966. I mean, do you? What, you know, can you see anything going wrong? Like I say, it is a banana skin. Who's going to be the potential banana skin?
For me, it's USA. Because they're a little bit of a... I suppose you could probably say Wales as well, because Gareth Bale on his day, it's probably his last chance of a World Cup appearance anyway, if I'm being honest. I think he's probably coming to the end of his career, Gareth Bale. But it's USA, it's that. They're a bit of an unknown identity, really, and it's a really up-and-coming young youthful squad that's coming up, up-and-coming as well. But maybe USA's maybe come a little bit too early, because I think they're looking towards the 2026 World Cup, where they're sort of, you know, I think they're hosting it, actually, because I think
there's three countries hosting it. Mexico, USA, and Canada.
Yeah. Canada. So I think they might be looking towards that to potentially have a good chance of going through. But for me, I think if you win against Iran, then I think you're probably all but through then. And then it's the case of the USA game. You know, maybe 2010 might come back to like memories, but probably not. And then Wales, you don't know. You just don't know. But I think you should be coming top of this group, if I'm being honest.
And, I mean, we do seem to do well in the qualifiers, and then we always seem to sort of mess up when we actually get to the final, unlike Germany, who sometimes struggle in the qualifiers and then always seem to go on and do really well. I mean, I don't like the qualifiers. I think it is completely biased to the big countries, a bit like UEFA is with the, you know, with the Champions League. It's designed, you know, if England didn't get out of that group, then there's something wrong, you know. And I just think, you know, we build it up every time. But am I overconfident? Because I've got to be honest with you, and I know we've not had a few good games recently, but I actually feel quite confident with Gareth. I mean, you know, he got us to the Euro finals. And I know people like to say moan about the way he plays and the players he picks, but he got us to the finals. We were but for one kick away from winning it. Can you see us winning it, or am I being over-optimistic?
I mean, looking at the bracket, like in the round of 16, you could either face like I think obviously if you win the group, you face the runners up of Group A, so could be either Senegal or Holland, because you know, I mean, who would you want to face? You know, that's really tricky. And then if I'm looking at the bracket right, I think you've got France in there somewhere. I think maybe quarterfinals or semifinals potentially. I think the furthest you could probably get is probably semifinals, and then we'll see who you could potentially get. Could you win it? Yes, you could. You could easily, but I think the heat is going to be a big factor in Qatar.
Yeah. Scott says here, will England get anything for coming third in the group? A ticket home, Scott. That's all we get for coming third. A ticket home. I mean, it's still controversial, it being Qatar. I mean, you know, if the grounds are as they are supposed to be, air conditioned, then, you know, it might be okay. But it's the training as well. You know, the training in there, it's got potential to go wrong. And like you say, a potential banana skin of a group. Iran, second in the group, they're actually 21st in FIFA rankings, which surprised me. I didn't realize they were that high. Although obviously sometimes you've got to question FIFA rankings. From the Asian groups, they qualified in January. They were second in Group A of the Asian qualifications, and they've actually been in 6 World Cups. And that really
amazing, isn't it?
Surprised me.
Amazing. I think was either South Africa. I think they drew 2-2 with Tunisia, I think. But I do think that this tournament is going to be very, very interesting for Iran, because again, they're a bit of an unknown identity as well, because they seem to be a bit of an improving country. And actually, I just had a look. Basically, they're one place under Senegal in the world rankings, which is mental.
Yes. I'm just looking here. Apparently, they won their group it was the AFC third round group A, and they were winners, according to Wikipedia. I mean, it's 1978 they were at the finals. 1998, 2006, 14, 18. They're becoming regular, participants. And I think, I remember years ago people saying, we've got to stop taking the African countries so easily,
And
I think they're probably saying that about a few of the countries, like Iran, because they're nobody's fool now.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the Australia manager has just decided to do a Louis van Gaal and bring his second-choice goalkeeper on for Matt Ryan for the penalty kicks.
Wow. That is...
Hopefully that's not a Kepa moment.
It worked for Leicester in the playoff final against Crystal Palace.
It certainly did.
And Steve Clary put on the famous shin. Iran, I just think are there really any easy games now in football?
Probably not, but no. I mean, there is two key players who I have mentioned here. Alireza Yakimbash. Probably everyone would remember him playing for Brighton a couple of seasons back.
I don't.
Oh, no, you don't. another one is Mehdi Taremi, who is FC Porto. Gave Chelsea a bit of a run in the Champions League. So those are two players to look out for me.
Yeah. And it is, I'm not sure whether it's the opening game, actually, England-Iran.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
We play on the 21st of November at 4:00 at the Khalifa International Stadium, which I presume is already built.
I think that's where the final's going to be.
Let's have a look at Group A. So it'd be interesting to see. What time the first ones kick off? I can't. If anybody can find that, tell me. We would definitely be the first or the second game up of the tournament.
I know that the first game Senegal against Netherlands.
That is the first. All right. That must be that obviously kicking off before us then. So we are the second game. So we don't have long to wait until we see how we are going to perform.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time a World Cup nation has not actually started off their campaign.
I think they always do, don't they? They always, because they have the opening ceremony, and I think the host team always start the. Did you say Netherlands Senegal?
Netherlands Senegal is the first game of the Qatar World Cup. Yeah.
Whoa. I thought I'd got it wrong. I thought because the host nation always play in the first game, don't they?
Yeah, usually they usually do. Evening, JW. Hope you're good, mate. I bet you're looking forward to Eintracht Frankfurt being in the. Champions League next season. Looking forward to seeing Frankfurt. And as expected, it has gone to penalties.
Yeah. Let us have a look. I've got it up here. No, I haven't. Oh, why haven't they put it up? Wikipedia, a bunch of useless people. They haven't said, they've not put that. Oh, yeah, Senegal. Oh, here we go. Hang on. Senegal versus Netherlands is the 21st of November at 1 o'clock.
Oh,
ours
fantastic.
Is the 21st at 4 o'clock. So, yes. And then Qatar is the evening game at 7 o'clock on that day. So there's three games.
Oh, okay.
So for 2 weeks, lads, get your wife to go out and you can watch it. This is going to be interesting. Yeah, it's penalties, and this is the playoff for the group final place in Group D between Peru and Australia has gone to penalties. The third one in our group, USA, ranked again 15, which was surprising. North American group, obviously region, qualified back in March, the top three. And they've been 11 of the 22 World Cups. Talk to us about America, Doug.
Yeah. I think this time it might be a little bit too early for USA. Because I think, as I said earlier, I do think that they will be focusing on the 2026 World Cup. But there are it's a very, very good squad. Only problem is there's been a lot of I wouldn't say unrest, but there has been a lot of interesting things said about Greg Berhalter, the manager. Doesn't seem to be a popular man right now, so that could be very, very interesting. But USA have got a lot of good players that play in most sort of European countries. Obviously, Christian Pulisic is one of them. Giovanni Reina, Sergio Dest. Talent all over the pitch that USA have, but I wonder if this has come a little bit too soon for this USA side, and maybe they're looking towards the 2026 World Cup.
Yeah, I mean they qualified third place in their CONCACAF qualification areas.
Yeah.
They've been in 11 finals. Their best ever position. I nearly fell off my chair when I saw they actually got to third place. But that was in 1930.
Oh, right. Okay.
Terry, you'll probably remember that. 1930. Sorry, mate. Have they kicked? No, they're not kicked off on the penalties yet. So let's quickly pop over and have a look. Wales. Well, I mean, there was a little bit of me that kind of was pleased that they beat Ukraine. And I'm nothing against you personally, Doug, but you know, England, Scotland, we've got to not like each other's teams. You hate us, we hate you. I'm sorry, it's how it is. You know what I mean? If we played Russia now, you'd want Russia to beat us. Let's be honest with you. But Wales, a bit lucky to get through that game. I mean, it was an own goal. I don't think either side particularly played brilliantly.
No, it wasn't a great game, but I did think that Wayne Hennessy was man of the match in that game. I thought he made some very, very good saves. Look, it's fantastic for them to be back at World Cup. First time since 1958, so 64 years since they last qualified. Mm. It's been a while for Wales as well. The only thing I have to say about Wales, though, is that Ryan Giggs's court case, I think, is next month. They've not made a decision over Ryan Giggs's future. Now, if I was Wales, I would have Rob Page managing Wales. Ooh. I wouldn't have Giggs anywhere near it. Because basically, Rob Page has taken Wales to the World Cup, Ryan Giggs hasn't. So I think it'd be a little bit unfair if Rob Page is not the man to lead Wales into Qatar. That would be my only thing to say there as well. But I have to say, Wales, it's great to see them back. And I am very much looking forward to Wales, England on, I think it's the 29th of November, if my memory serves me correctly. I'm really looking forward to that game.
Have a look. So, yeah, England play Wales on, yeah, the 29th of November at 10 o'clock at night, our time. Wales and England have met 103 times, most recently in 2020 in a friendly that was 3-0 to England. But the teams have never met at the World Cup finals, but met in two British home championship matches that served as World Cup qualifiers in 49 and 53, as well as the outright World Cup qualifiers 74 and 2006. Do you miss the British? I mean, do you ever remember? You're so young. Do you remember the home nations games?
Not really.
No.
I was too young to remember sort of the 1999-2000 when, you know, like the Euro 2000 when England played Scotland. I think you beat us 2-0 at Hampden Park, and then we went to the old Wembley and won 1-0. Don Hutchison got that goal as well. So I can't really remember. I can't really remember the sort of the home nations games. But look, I think obviously the last time you guys played was the Euros, right? I am thinking Euro 2016, wasn't it? So,
yeah.
And I seem to remember that game was pretty balanced as well, because, you know, Gareth Bale scored.
England, it was. I remember watching it down the pub, you know.
Jamie Vardy and Daniel Sturridge got the goals that day.
He did. Oh, good old Jamie Vardy. You can always rely on him, can't you? I think they were particularly. I think Bale got a scream of a free kick, or he certainly got the goal, I'm pretty sure on that. It's nice to see them there. I mean, the home nations, I've got to be honest with you, we played too many games now for it to come back. It would be ridiculous. It was an excuse for Scotland to come down, invade Wembley's pitch and go back home with our goalposts.
Yeah, definitely.
Usual thing. Are they about to start? They're about to start penalties. So, what we could do if you wanted? Australia have missed the first penalty.
Yeah, I've just seen that. Goalkeeper's on his line, so that one won't be retaken. So, yeah, poor penalty by Martin Boyle. Very poor penalty that.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, it was a good save. The goalkeeper didn't leave his line at all, did he?
It was.
I think we'll take a break from World Cup Group B just at the moment, and we'll just go through the penalties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's Peru now for their first kick. Australia goalkeepers being a little bit like Jerzy Dudek in the 2005 Champions League final.
The old wobbly legs, was that then?
The old wobbly legs. Up he comes. Oh, lovely penalty. Straight to the left-hand side, and Peru lead 1-0 on penalties.
He's just taking it now. And after all that dancing, the goalkeeper went the wrong way. How to make yourself look an idiot. Do all that, and then... It's like a puppet where the puppet master is absolutely pissed out of his brain.
All over the place.
I'm sorry, the Australia goalkeeper looked a right dick then.
Yeah, Aaron Moy to step up now for Australia.
Yeah.
Up he comes. Good finish.
The Australian goalkeeper is walking slowly. He's doing all his tactics. It was a goalkeeper. Who goalkeeper went the right way again, though?
He did. Yeah, he did go the right way. But I think the power took that past the keeper there. So good strike from Aaron Moy, who now plays his football in China, I do believe. I remember him at Huddersfield. Remember when Huddersfield were actually in the Premier League?
He was at Huddersfield, wasn't he? Yeah.
He was at Huddersfield, so he's actually in China now with Shanghai Shenhua, I think is how you say it.
I'm not going to attempt it. I'll leave you with those names. You know that.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Anthony wants a joke. Arsenal. There we go. Oh, the referee's having a word with the goalkeeper. I think he's...
Yeah.
He's getting a bit...
Oh, Craig, he's doing that again. Oh, Jesus Christ. Up he comes. Oh, yeah, good finish. Good finish. I don't know what all this dancing around on the goal line is about. He goes one way, he goes the other. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, he ended up going the right way, but...
Yeah.
You know, it was... No, he was nowhere near it, was he, actually?
No, he wasn't.
I mean, this is the thing. If you hit it right, you're looking at that goalkeeper and he's danced over to the left, shoot it to the right.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Who's this for? Who's this for Australia? I'm not sure who it is. There we go. So just to step up to take the third one.
I've not seen all the game, but if Peru qualify, I think it'll be a bit unfair. Australia had played well, but again, they never look like scoring.
No.
You know.
Yeah, they have. Poppy steps, long run up. Oh, good penalty. Really good penalty. Sent the goalkeeper the wrong way. A little bit of a stuttery run up there. Long run up, I should say. But lovely penalty down to the keeper's left there. Very good penalty.
All the penalties that have gone in have been good penalties. They've been high, which is obviously makes it hard for the goalkeeper to get them if they go high. But obviously the risk if you do that is that you're going to go over the top. Oh, here he is. Here he is. Dancing Queen's back.
Yeah, Dancing Queen's back. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Redmayne is the goalkeeper's name. Here's Peru's third chance to go 3-2 in front. Oh god, here's the keeper dancing again. Up he steps. Oh, he's at the post.
He looks like he wants to shit on that line.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. I think the Peruvian goalkeeper is trying to claim that he may have come off the line.
Yeah, I'm thinking that as well.
Oh, he is. Is he off his line?
He looked like he was off his line.
Yeah.
No, it's going to stand. It's going to stand. So Australia have the chance to go 3-2 in front.
In fairness, I think that would have been a bit harsh because your body takes you forward a little bit, doesn't it? You know, I don't think that was out of the realms. Oh, here we go. Australia now. Come on.
Australia, fourth penalty, I should say. Up he steps. Oh, sent the keeper the wrong way. 3-2 Australia.
Wow. It's all turned round.
Hrustić, who was very good in the Europa League final.
That was a simple... I mean, it was lucky it actually carried on into the goal. Bit of a daisy cutter, that, wasn't it?
It was.
The goalkeeper had gone totally the wrong way and he knew it. As soon as he saw the ball leave, the goalkeeper knew it.
Yeah, definitely. So here we go.
This Australian goalkeeper, when you come to him, what is he going to be remembered for? It's this.
It's this, yeah.
I'm not surprised the goalkeeper came off. He probably refused to do it.
I know. Oh, here we go. Is he going to do it again? What's he doing?
Well, now he's turning
his
back.
Oh, good penalty. Good penalty. Goalkeeper went the right way, but really good penalty. So 3-3. Fifth penalty to be taken.
Oh. Is it just me? I'm sat here watching this thinking, I want Peru to go through.
I want Peru to go through as well. I think they would give more of a test to Denmark and Tunisia.
Rennie, I guess you're saying in the Nations League, these are Croatia beating France.
Jamie McLaren.
Yeah. Right, Australia now.
McLaren for Australia. Poppy steps, good penalty. All the pressure's on Peru now.
Oh, we sent him the wrong way again.
Yeah.
I mean, again, good penalty right in that bottom corner.
Mm-hmm.
I think even if he'd gone the right way, it's questionable whether he might not have gone. Oh, no, maybe it wasn't as far in the corner as I thought. But
definitely
in that corner, and, you know, it's hard for the goalkeepers to get. Right, here we go.
Edison Flores for Peru has to score, or Australia are going to Qatar.
They want some music behind this, don't they?
Dance, I know. Keeper's doing his dancing technique again on the line. Edison Flores.
My God. His legs.
Yeah, good penalty down to the goalkeeper's left. Keeper went the right, the wrong way there. So it's 4-4, sudden death now.
I'm sorry. I mean, this is Dudek wasn't embarrassing. It was funny because he didn't do it on, you know, that much. But this guy is his legs are going up in the air. It looks like he's dying for a shit. Really does.
Yeah, he does actually. He does.
Live action, folks. You see, this is going to be a meme, isn't it? You just know this is going to end up as a meme.
It's going to. It's either going to end up as a meme or it's going to end up as a GIF.
Yes. Yeah. If you weren't here watching it with me, I think this side was stronger than I thought it was. I'm watching this. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I like it. Not for me, though.
Not for me, unless it's a wig. Jamie Lawrence used to be his pineapple head. He used to have one of those. Leicester City player. That was his nickname, right. I believe. You remember him, Terry?
Happy steps. Oh, good penalty. Down to the keeper's right. Keeper went the wrong way. So, advantage Australia.
Who are all those players walking behind the... there's a load of people walking behind the goal. It's like, that's not going to...
It looks like security, doesn't it? It looks like security or maybe policemen or something like that.
Yeah. Don't walk past while he's trying to take a penalty.
Yeah. Well, here we go. Here we go. What's the keeper going to do this time? Is he going to do his wee dancing technique again? Surely the referee has to warn him about this.
Well, he's already had a word with him. Now he's going off behind the goal or something.
Yeah, he's having another word with him. I like how these referees are very strict about the keepers on the goal line.
Yeah, I think that's the thing this year, isn't it?
Oh, geez.
Scott, yes, Scott, indeed.
Oh, Australia through.
No. Oh God, he saved it.
Australia through.
Oh, look at that face.
Well done to Graham Arnold because he decided to get Red Main on for the penalties and he's come up trumps.
So Australia are in Group D.
So it's going to be France, Australia, Denmark and Tunisia.
Wow. Ooh. Wow. I mean, the Peru players are absolutely... I've got to be honest with you, the Peru players, they're in tears, obviously. But Peru should be able to have enough in the tank to beat Australia in the 90 minutes.
I agree. 100% agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, I think somewhere, I joined sort of towards the end of the, about 30 minutes to go, and I'm sure the commentator said there was hardly any goals on target.
Mm.
I shot goals on target. What am I saying? God, that was Michael Owenism, wasn't it? There wasn't any shots on target, you know. I mean, And then how do you, I mean, they're just showing him dancing again. I mean, come on. I mean, I just, but what, you know, you stop the player coming off the line, which I get, because obviously, you know, you're encroaching. I get that, but you know what, you can't, if you make the goalkeeper just stand still, then, you know, you're giving no... Oh, number 17 for Peru is over. You know, you just get... I mean, he'll justify it, won't he? And he'll say, well, it got us through.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, Australia are through. Well done, as Anthony says there. Yeah, all right. So, anyway, Group B. Group B.
Yeah.
Let me just get it lined up again. Oh, sorry. I didn't do that on purpose. I wasn't meant to come up again.
That's all right.
Much. Those are the odds. England 2-7, Wales 11-2, USA third, and Iran fourth. I think that's pretty much that. We're going to have a look at the table in a second, but that is, I suppose, odds-wise, and as we always say, you know, when the fun stops, stop. And these are sort of a little bit of earlier in the week. But I think that, for me, looks about right for the group. But let's see what you're going to say, because we've got here the group stage predictor. Now, you threw a curveball at me last week.
I did, yeah.
You went to Senegal to finish top.
I did, and I'm still standing by that.
Well, good, because we can't change it. and Netherlands to come second, Ecuador third, and Qatar fourth. I think a third and fourth. I don't know, Ecuador, could they swing a surprise? We'll see. We will see. Go, Group B then. Who are you going to say is going to win it?
I'm going to say England to win Group B.
Oh, that must hurt.
They should win it. But we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see.
We will. I mean, you know, I mean, this is England. This is what we, you know, we get following England. I just... You know, I mean, that one in Brazil, you'd have thought, you know, you couldn't have seen us, you know, yes, maybe the Uruguay game, but apart from that, we should have gone through, and of course, Roy cocked it up. But are you seeing our compatriots going through in second?
Yes, I do. I do see Wales finishing second. I think it's between them and USA, if I'm being honest. I think...
Yes.
I do still say that the US, this maybe come a little bit too soon for them. So I am going to say Wales for second place.
Brilliant. And USA, I'm guessing from what you said, then third?
Yep, definitely.
And Iran, obviously, fourth. So if you're right with your two predictions for these groups, then it's going to be an England-Netherlands first game in the knockout round.
Yeah, I mean, whoever you get in that Group A, it's a very tricky game. Anyway, I mean, you know, I remember the, like, I don't remember too much about, obviously, 1998, but I remember Dennis Bergkamp's very good finish against Argentina. Like, Netherlands are the nearly men for me. Like, they've been in more finals than anyone else, and they've lost all the finals. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting. That is going to be very, very interesting. Whether it's Senegal, whether it's Netherlands, you probably maybe fancy playing Ecuador if they get second or something like that. So,
it's going to be interesting. I think maybe we should start a just giving page for Paddington Bear, because he won't be able to go to the World Cup now that Peru are out. And don't tell me you don't know about Paddington Bear.
I know Paddington's from Peru. Don't worry about that.
The Queen's favourite.
Funnily enough, actually, there's a new film going to be coming. I think they're starting filming next year. It's going to be called Paddington in Peru, funnily enough.
Really? Wow.
Yep.
Wow. That I can't wait. What can I say?
Yeah.
Scott says here, it'll be it needs to be Wales first, England second, USA third, fourth. Scott, have you got a little bit of Welsh in you? And
maybe
remember Van Versie's goals 8 years ago.
Yep.
You know, it's gonna be interesting. Let's be honest with you. And as we know, anything can happen. And I think you're with us next week. I think it's your last one before you get married.
It is my last. Yeah, it is my last one next week.
Very interesting of you, mate. In the middle of this run of shows, you decided to get married and have a
But honeymoon. What I will promise to do is I will send my predictions over so you and you and Dan can mull over what I've actually said.
We will. Well, next week we're going to be looking at Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, and Poland.
So, good group, that one. Good
that
group.
Is actually, you'd probably like to. Oh, I would probably say Saudi Arabia might be the outsiders in that group, but that's going to be a very, very interesting group.
Very, very interesting indeed. And the Argentina Mexico games are always good games to watch as well. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that group for sure.
Yeah. So that's coming up next Wednesday at 9. And don't forget that coming up later in the year, just before the season starts, Monday at 9 o'clock, we're going to have the Chat Shit Get Banged show, where basically we can talk about Paddington Bear going to Peru and the third film coming out. We're not starting till August, Doug. You don't have to worry. But yeah, it's a great show. We're just going to we're going to end up like that. Just see where the chat takes us. Doug, thank you very much, young man.
Pleasure.
I will see you next Monday, say before you go off and get married to the lovely Rebecca. And tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah, you can find me on YouTube at the Dugout Football Channel. Instagram is Douglas.Horn. Twitter handle is @Enrod_1992. And my Facebook is Douglas James Horn.
It certainly is. And some of those are in the description below. Rennie says goodbye, and Scott says purely English as far as I know. Another dig at Gareth. Right, thank you very much, young man, and take care. I will see you, if we don't speak to you before, I will see you next week.
I'll see you next week. Take care. Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye and see you next time.
Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.